What's up? This Bacon is my podcast. I'm Jimmy.
I am Mike.
And we are proud to be part of the Deluxe Edition Network. That is right, The Den.
That's right. Hashtag The Den. We are part of an awesome network with a number of fantastic podcasts, such as History I'd Like to Fuck, mm-hmm. or Hilf Podcast, Barrel Age Chicks, Barrel Age Flicks,
yeah.
Spoil My Movie, Deluxe Edition Podcast. Man, I could go on forever.
You could, but we won't, so you can go
Beard
watch.
Laws.
Go listen, go watch, check them all out now.
In
Deluxe
a pickle.
Deluxe Edition Network.
Right now, deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Follow it on social medias, Deluxe Edition Network.
What's your bacon? What's up, buddy?
Ew. I know it's cold.
Indeed.
So you want to get the sweaters going.
No. I reject that. And I'll tell you why.
Why would you do that?
Well, you don't put gloves on furry hands, do you?
Well, no.
No, you don't. So you know what? I like to keep my beanbag clean like my palms.
Yes.
That's right.
The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is out now. It's got the skin safe technology you're
yes,
used
it
to.
Does.
It's got the LED light like you're used to.
It's
but this one, it's got the foil blade.
Oh my God, the foil blade. It's nice for the crevasse.
Exactly. So it, you know, hooks up your nether regions.
Goes right up the Mississippi on the one side and the Rio Grande on the other side.
Exactly. So go to manscaped.com, use the promo code BACONPOD for 20% off, plus free shipping.
Yeah, indeed.
And it's not even just for this, right?
No, it's for anything on there.
Exactly, especially...
Our favorite,
the crop mops, the ball and butt wipes. If you see us, we always give them out.
We'll hand them to you.
Exactly.
They'll
but
be in the package, it's okay.
If you don't see us, manscaped.com, promo code BACONPOD, 20% off of those bad boys.
Free shipping.
Mm-hmm. And always remember to ask yourself...
What's your bacon?
Matthew, were you just repeating the word?
Okay. Been a long day, boys.
Dude, I feel you. And my family in.
It has been a long day.
It's been a long day.
No, I know. I'm so happy to be sharing. I mean this, guys. I love talking with you. This is already
We're excited about it, too.
I was looking forward to this all day. Actually, so I'll bring us right in.
Yeah.
Because little do they probably know is these fine young people here, our guests on the show today, are the reason why I love kombucha.
No way.
Yes.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Bacon. Bacon is my podcast.
When we played at Mr. Beery's.
Yeah. Well, Matthew, he did have the kombucha.
Matthew had the kombucha, and I was like, oh, what are you drinking? And he goes, I'm drinking kombucha. I was like, oh, cool. He's like, have you ever had it before? I was like, no. And this is, you know, this is 2022, so everybody's kind of like, we just started getting out here. And he's like, you want to try some? And I was like, am I going to die? Because COVID. No, I did not die.
In fact,
I love kombucha because of him.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, he got me to try kombucha.
I remember we had a lengthy chat about kombucha.
Oh.
Because he knows a lot about kombucha. And I was just like, I like how it tastes and here's my favorites. And he was like, did you know? And he gave me all kinds of information.
It was great.
And I also tried the kombucha that you brought and bought some afterwards.
Ooh. Oh, I hope I got to taste it before he did. I don't want sloppy thirds.
That is reasonable.
Were you passing that around to everybody?
Tacos, man.
I love.
Do you
I
share
love,
your kombucha with everyone?
I'm always. Here's what I am. I'm like. How do I say this without sounding pretentious? Like this is going to sound like New Jersey confidence, which is not real confidence, right?
It's sure.
Yeah.
I'm very high tea. And I am like, and I don't mean that to be some kind of like douchebag jock. I mean, like, I just am super unafraid of most things. And so like, I mean, I had a drummer for this tour, like the only, like we've had something of a revolving lineup. So what happens when you sign in quarantine? I'll save most of this for the actual conversation here. But like the guy told me he had COVID and I just told him, no, you don't. I was just like, Neuro was there. I was like, hey, dude, we're going to reroute a little bit so that we can just come to and drop you off for the first 3 days of tour. You should be safe by then. If you're not, we'll talk. But he was like, I don't know if I could do this 2 weeks now. And I'm like, I bet you can. You're going to instead. And I wasn't trying to be a dick. He was just like, I ain't scared of no ghosts, you know? Like, I was just like, dude, no. Like, we're not going to drop our Florida tour right now. Like, sorry. And I'm not going to train somebody in 3 days either. Like, you're
right. Yeah, yeah.
As long as you're not in debilitating pain, wear your mask, hang out in the van.
Figure it out. We'll be all right.
Right.
Yeah. And he was. He was very, it was an awesome tour. You know what I mean? Like, it was, one time it was going to rain in Brooklyn. And I just said, no.
Yeah.
And the drummer, that was like the first tour. The drummer just goes like, man, I don't know. He's like from North Carolina. He was like, I don't know, man. It's all right. And I was just like, no. God loves me. It's not going to rain today.
It is not. Yeah. Did it rain?
And it did. Like so with kombucha and like anything else, I'm like, yo, are you a germaphobe? And they're like, yeah, a little bit. I'm like, no worries. If they're like, no, I'm good. I'm like, okay, yeah, have a sip of this. It's really good. That's it.
Yeah.
And then he converts them into kombucha loving people.
And then give them a kiss on the head.
You have been converted.
I have been converted. I've been converted by Norrell and Matthew from Academy Order. Now, you may recognize their voices from past episodes or remember their beautiful faces from past episodes because they were in Stud Count as well, where Norrell fronts. But Academy Order, Matthew fronts. And it is a wildly different sound.
Yes.
And it is equally as awesome.
Yes.
And guys, I love that you're taking this out on the road, and you've been on the road with Academy Order, like hitting it hard too. And didn't you guys did a little bit of Europe, correct, if I'm not mistaken, or doing Europe at some point?
We want to.
We did not. No. I'm not sure where that's come from, but we've been offered Berlin and Warsaw a couple times, and I'd really love to. I'm sure we will in a few years.
Okay. You
know, right now, I'm just trying to cover Neural is just as much a part of this. We're trying to cover as much territory as possible and maybe really just kind of conquer the continental United States first.
Yeah. How have you guys been finding it on the road? Like, how's the response been? How's because I know the first EP came out and got a lot of incredible reviews. There was a lot of people that were really talking it up. You guys played a lot.
Yeah.
And now new music updated. The vibe is similar, but I would say like, I don't know. There's something, I don't know. There's like a cool, dark, but shit, I don't know. Angry.
Aggressive
vibe to it. Yeah. That's that I really appreciate, that I'm digging. How are you guys?
And the keys. Adding the keys to it. And
response
stuff.
Wise, how's it been?
You know, there are a lot of bands that like have to do a lot before people care at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thankful that the response was really cool for the EP, which was a quarantine sign, you know, and so was the LP. It was a different label. You know, we did the EP with Convulse, which is an awesome label. And, you know, that was like a little lower fi and a little true to sound. And, you know, for me, I went in with the intention to sort of do my take on a goth death rock thing, which is obviously going to have the influence of hardcore and hardcore punk, which is the world that I really come from. So that world enjoyed that. You know, the tape sold out for a few pressings. You know, Protagonist did one, Convulse did one. That's the one from Europe. Noise Merchant did one in the UK. The LP has just been like, you know, we got signed at the end of 2022. It's a label that's wanted to work with us and vocally so for some time. And I talked with him, and he's just a really cool dude, Brendan from Protagonist. He played in a number of hardcore bands in the 90s, and the response has been cool. You know, we don't have this big like flagrant hardcore cosign like a lot of these other bands have had. Like, you know, we didn't come in like some of the bigger bands that have, you know, were these right before quarantine, or, you know, members of these massive bands that just got, they did a quarantine project and it blew up. So they played their first show quarantine and 500 people were there. And so it's been sort of an opposite approach, which is just touring no matter what. And the response has been really cool. The to be specific, there's two factors that really have blessed us. And one is that, like, we have never played in front of a room that didn't like us. I don't say that with any arrogance. It's just true. Like, people can sit at you all day, but they're not going to say that with their wallet, which is what they've done. They've come and they buy the merch, they buy the records. We have that sort of love from the band guy guard, which really is awesome. But there's another factor that separates us from other things, which the reception has been amazing, which is the 18 to 25 crowd has been really into it. And, you know, that's, for me, it means a lot because, you know, I was a weird kid too. We all were. That's how you get into subculture. Well-adjusted normie, not meant to get into their emo phase in their 30s. Which, I mean, I'm not your dad. If that's what happens, okay. But we have had this, like, overwhelming love from the world of, like, old guard hardcore kids and skins and such. And then also, and like the death rock guard, particularly in the West Coast, that's been really cool. It's like a lot of bands that got me into music have been at our shows. But then the other thing is even cooler is just that the kids are into it.
Yeah, that's a tough crowd to get.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, or it's a tough crowd to keep too. You know what I mean? Like, if they see you and they're into you for a little bit, it's tough to keep them engaged. Yeah. So that's pretty awesome. Like, that's,
you know, that sounds like kind of a roundabout explanation, but that's my experience to this point, is that it's been really cool. Nobody, like, people like it. I have a lot of fun. We all have a lot of fun putting on the show.
I've seen a lot of videos too, and it just looks like a blast.
Yeah, it does.
Like, the crowd is into it. You guys are into it. It's everything a show should be.
Yeah. For sure. And so the response, I mean, in a word, it's been awesome. Yeah. It's been humbling for me because it's, you know, we wrote the record. I mean, it's ours, you know.
Yeah.
They like me. They really like me. It's Sally Field, right?
That's right.
What I wanted to ask about, because you mentioned about how this was another quarantine kind of right, and that's where you signed during quarantine too, and then Stud Count was also like a quarantine thing as well. How did you, and I think on our, you know, our very first interview, you also mentioned, you were like, yeah, I got my hands in a few different things. How did you find, like, how did you, especially since you had two projects that were in talks with record labels, how did you juggle that? How did you go, okay, well, listen, I'm doing this right now. This is still being worked on, but it's going to have to be more a full-time thing later. I mean, did you even have to do that? You know,
if I may. Yeah, no. I mean, we're still doing Stud Count. It's just, you know, the mentors and people in our life that are very important to us have told us, you know, you can only really put your eggs in one basket. That's actually the advice they gave. And so we do have a 4-song EP coming out for Stud Count. You know, we're on a contract with Smart Punk. You know, we'll be doing more, and we'll be playing a few shows in the fall. That's still a thing. You know, a Drill Sergeant got signed as well, my hardcore band. And, you know, we had to turn down a Euro tour with that. Just because, like, I cannot be gone with all three of my bands. And so organically, it just seemed like all the pieces were aligning. And then this is what we're going to do for the foreseeable future. You know, I mean, there's something sort of very strong about this versus a Stud Count versus a Drill Sergeant. And that's not in any way counting them as less. It's just, you can only give your whole to one.
Sure. Yeah.
And this seems the most prominent, important, and with the most room for growth. And yeah, that's it.
But like in terms of like approaching Stud Count first versus this first, how did that decision kind of come to be, if you know?
the short of it is that, you know, there are members of Stud Count that are squarely based in Philadelphia. And, you know, we don't live there any longer. We haven't for a couple of years. You know, Academy Order is Narelle and I and whomever joins themselves with us. For the most part, it's been two young men from, I say young men, they're in their mid-late 20s. Like
they're so young.
Yeah, there's two guys who are from the city and then a couple of drummers who have routinely filled in. And even right now, I'm solidifying strings for the upcoming big one. And there's an authority that we have here with this band where it's like, I'm not going to not tour because somebody can't do it. And I know that sounds utilitarian, but that is the great function of being able to run everything. And it's not a cakewalk. I'm not in any way complaining or asking for either accolades or sympathy, but this is ours and squarely ours. When we want to tour, we will tour.
Yeah.
And I think that has a lot to do with it. There's a passion here that I just don't quite find with the other things.
I think that makes a lot of sense. It's when you are kind of like running the whole project and you're able to make those decisions and you're able to go like, okay, well, I'm touring and I'm going to bring whoever is going to tour. I'm not going to not do it because somebody else can't, or not going to let certain decisions be made for you. You know what I mean? It's a big undertaking to handle, but it does also offer you a lot of freedom to push your project forward. So I think it kind of has to, like, I understand that makes sense why that would be like, okay, this is where we got to go.
And you're seeing a lot of bands run that way nowadays anyway. Like that is not completely uncommon practice nowadays, where there's one, two, maybe three driving forces in a band where the promo shots are three people. You go see them live, it's five people.
Right.
You know, it's just, it's the way it is now, because quite frankly, who has time for the BS with like, well, you know, I don't know if I could really get off from work for touring or whatever. It's like, well, you know, you join this band, that's our goal. So,
right. Well, it's just a different set of priorities, I think.
Yeah. I think it's tough, but you guys are now in Nashville, right?
We live in East Tennessee.
Okay.
Johnson City. It's a small college city, and I say small, but it's, I think the Johnson City proper is roughly 80K or so. I think there's like 250 between what's called the Tri-Cities, which is this and two others that are all connected.
Okay.
It's like a big enough city, you know, like Nashville's about 4 or 5 hours west of us.
Okay.
Okay.
We actually have yet to play in Nashville with this.
We played project. It with Stud Count, but we haven't played with Academy Order yet.
And there's a time and place. I'm looking forward to it at some point, but you know, when you're touring this much, I mean, it's so much of my life is consumed by emails.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
And phone calls. And this is fun. I like to do this with you guys. This is the fun part.
I appreciate that, man.
How is this in design work? Like talking to Preston Weipert.
Yeah. So we have a guy who's been doing our design work from day one.
He does an amazing job.
Killer guy. Yeah, for sure.
Great album cover also, by the way, speaking of like art and stuff. Very, very cool. I love like the stark white and the flower circle. And I mean, just excellent. Very, very cool design.
Thank you. Yeah. I really wanted something that was going to stand out. Because I just feel like there's so much album art that's overdone. And I just feel like when you have a vinyl and you're in a record store, and you know, if you've ever flipped through records, it's like you, I don't know, there's certain ones that stand out to you and you're like, wow, I would listen to that.
You know, you shop with your eyes, you know what I mean? Like you see things and it makes a difference. If it catches you, it's kind of like, I want to know more about this. I want to know what's up here. Mm-hmm. And it's a really cool, I think we're going to bring it up here. Yeah.
There we go.
Bring it up so people.
For those of you who can't see it, go to screenhoodtv.com and go check it out on our YouTube page. But yeah, it's cool.
Or just go online.
And go to the Bandcamp and buy it.
Yeah, exactly. And you can see it. It's great on the Bandcamp. You can totally check it out there and listen to the music while you're doing it.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Quad Pro Quo. Right now, you are probably thinking to yourself, oh, great, another movie podcast. Well, dear listener, you would be right. But throw in a couple of marriages, decades-long friendships, and a shared property line, and you have just another movie podcast with a shitload of drama. Inspired by the iconic quid pro quo scene in Silence of the Lambs, each week one of us will pick a movie. It could be a childhood favorite, a classic film noir, an Academy Award winner, or a complete dumpster fire that brings joy to that person's heart. The selector's objective? To get us to love, or at the very least, not hate their pick. Will our marriages, our friendships, and our neighborhood survive? Find out each Thursday on Quad Pro Quo.
I'm getting pretty excited because it's almost time to grill.
It's always time to grill. You know why?
I know.
Because I use grillyourassoff.com. All their stuff is fucking fantastic.
Well, I will say you don't even have to grill outside, even though you do all year round. I don't all year round, but I use all their stuff inside as well.
Yes, exactly.
So I still get the flavors.
Exactly. Everything from their seasoning to their sauces to their hot sauces. And you know what? They also provide delicious snacks.
They do. We actually tried some on the show. We got some cowboy-style beef jerky right here. Their jerky is really, really good.
It's really flavorful, really delicious. And you can have your own if you go to grillyourassoff.com.
Indeed.
If you go to grillyourassoff.com, use the promo code BACON, and you get 10% off your entire order.
Nice.
And not only will you be helping us out, but you'll be helping out veterans and first responders.
Yeah.
Because this company is veteran owned and it's super badass, and we love these guys. Almost a day one sponsor with this show.
That's true.
And we are going to support them forever. Super
cool
guys.
Check out their site, check it out, taste the freedom. If you don't know what you want to get, go ahead and use their product finder quiz.
Yes.
Set yourself up, figure something out right now over at grillyourassoff.com.
And always remember to ask yourself,
what's your bacon?
What's your bacon?
Or what's on your bacon?
Bunker bacon bourbon barbecue sauce. Yeah. That's what's up.
So, but very, very cool. I like that a lot. And it's interesting, too. How did you, like, how long did you guys have to wait to get vinyl done? Because I'm in the middle of kind of doing that myself now. What's what was that like for you?
It's my great privilege to know every single detail of everything.
You do a great job.
Yeah. My mother always told me to smile when I was a kid, and my smile was so awkward. I would just go.
Creator's picture, and they don't know how to smile yet.
Yeah, that's how I feel when people say, like, congratulate me on this, yeah. And I'm like,
right.
It's called a complex, right? Yeah,
right.
It was a European deal for the vinyl. Like, we don't make it, you know. This is
right.
A protagonist records scenario.
We knew a guy who knew a guy.
There's the thing is with labels, even like smaller ones like Protagonist, you know, there's vinyl things that they can do, you know, and
right.
We did a promo tape ahead of time of three of the songs, and then we did one single and the full record, and so it only took about 3-4 months to get the records.
That's awesome. I know for a while there it was like backed up and people were having such a hard time getting vinyl done.
I think we went around that by getting a European thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we were like, all right, we're gonna ask someone else over there.
Yeah, there was some sort of particular deal they did together.
Yeah,
the vinyl was cool.
We got it way faster than most people.
And Matt Martinez, who did the layout, he did a really killer job. He's in-house for Protagonist. And yeah, no, it was really cool. They got this, like, these at the risk of sounding hokey, they got these this like Slytherin colors for the vinyl.
Nice.
Which is the coolest looking group of all four.
Oh yeah, the mint green and snakes.
If you're gonna pick, yeah. I mean, come on,
dude. If you're gonna Potterhouse, I don't trust you.
Like Malfoy's like bleached out hair. I mean, come on.
Like Malfoy, like certified.
His pants have style.
Dude, I'm saying like these guys, listen, he's like of the lowest moral character of anyone in the series, except for his dad. But he looks like Nitzer Ebb's number one fan.
Yeah, definitely the coolest looking. Yeah,
he looks like he'd scowl at you from the back of it, like a Berlin goth club. He's just like, but only because he would eventually enjoy to approach you for a compliment. But they're like underhanded because Germany.
Right.
The vinyl was a quick turnaround, and I'm so happy. Holding it in my hands was a real thing. I mean, I wrote many of those songs like 3.5 years ago. You know, I've been working on this record for some time. So it was a real moment for me to arrive in Boston, you know, with my friends to kick off the first tour and get them vinyl.
How was that like? You wrote songs for it 3.5 years ago, putting it out last year and getting it together and then releasing those songs now. Is there like a sense of accomplishment, or is there like a, thank God these are finally out? Or is there like a, you know, like how do you feel about those older songs? Cause I'm sure you're continuously, I mean, you've got so much going on. You guys are continuously working on new stuff all the time. How does that feel? Does it feel like finally getting something out that just took a really long time? Or is there like, no, I'm excited about it again, and I'm super excited about these?
Oh, I mean, I can't speak for Narelle, but I mean, I can say for myself, I mean, it's definitely a sense of accomplishment. We were playing in Pensacola to like a very full room. I said something to the effect before one of the last songs about how like I would not wish the pain necessary to write a good goth record on my worst enemy. And I know that sounds very self-involved, and it definitely is. But the like, there's this. I don't think people realize like I'm not having fun,
right?
Miserable enough to write a good goth record. I'm having fun performing it, and I'm glad that people enjoy it. But you don't write a good goth record from a place of being gleeful.
Sure.
Right. And so the answer is yes. And, you know, this record was signed a year prior by a different label, and that label imploded. And so we were left again after, and then we had to shop it. And it's just, it's so nice to finally have it out there, and I'm having a blast touring on it. Like, it's just, you know, like I'm in a position where I can like take care of the guys in the van, you know, like, you know, my wife is with me, you know, we're having a good time. We've never had an argument in a van, which is crazy because we played like 41 shows last year. And, you know, we're already set to break that. I mean, this year alone so far, we've done 21 years and we're about to do 21 shows. Sorry.
Right. You got another 30 coming up starting next month. Yeah.
And so it's definitely yes. And I mean, I'm super having a blast doing it. And I mean, I can tell you in the context, obviously private scenario of Bacon is my podcast, but we, I begin demoing the new record with Narelle and I and our bass player and a drummer who's on some touring with us. We're start demoing the new record. And that will be less of a process because it's, you know,
it's number one's out.
How do you remain unhappy enough to make another good goth record when your first goth record is doing well and you're touring behind it and having a good time?
I'm having a great time, and it's been a little bit of a process, but I mean, life is what it is. I mean, I sure don't have to explain to people from the greater New York area how unfortunate most people's decision is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know about you, but if you play punk music, you're not always there to count on everyone's loyalty and good moral fiber and character. Like, and so, my sweet bacon people, we have a very blessed
an endless well to draw from. Yes.
We have lived a very blessed life, but I swear to God, people are enough. to create the source of agitation necessary to write a well-informed, emotionally mature, but yet pained record.
Yes. Yeah. Do you ever feel bad when someone tells you a song that you wrote means something to them, or they get it? Because I definitely have. I've been like, I'm sorry that you're able to understand that. I wish the best for you, to where nothing I write would ever make sense to you.
I feel that from like a sarcastic Northeastern person perspective.
Right. But sure.
Like, to like, dude, I really did bleed in that record. I know how up my tail it sounds like I am when I say that, but it's true. I mean, this is what happens when you write music. It's
vulnerable. I know, I mean.
Or it sucks. One of the two. Right. Either vulnerable or it sucks. I did not create a product. We wrote a record full of passion and pain and grieving. I mean, let me put it this way. 3 days before into this last 2 week tour, I got a phone call that somebody like very close to me, like a mentor of mine from the time I was a child, died quickly and suddenly.
Ah, damn.
So I was in a position where I was to grieve in front of a room full of strangers and acquaintances at best, not privately. And you know, some of it was easy. Like someone that my mother knew very well. And so she actually came to one of our shows near New York, and, you know, she spent the day with us, and it wasn't to comfort me. It was mutual, you know, and the thing is like, I do kind of fear is a eulogy, you know, it's a funeral for everything unimportant in this world. And I know that sounds weighty and a little uppity, but it's true. And just, so, you know, like this idea of mourning and grief is so on the tip of the frontal lobe of everyone who enjoys goth music that like it is deeply fitting. And I don't feel bad when people relate. Life is hard. Like people are terrible, and things are often not very good. And not everybody has this like unreal miracle scenario that I have, that I have these amazing pillars in my life. You know, I'm married to my dream girl. Like this is like that alone is a thing, a pipe dream for most, including myself until it happened. Not everybody has the things that we have, you know, a strong community around us, good friends, the ability to do music and chase these things and perform well. But, you know, the pain is there. And we exist in a subculture full of deeply flawed people and an overwhelmingly arrogant, petty, and underdeveloped generation. And I'm glad when people relate, not because I desire their suffering, but because it's important to recognize, no, you're not stupid for sobbing. You're not dumb or off base for looking around you and seeing the pettiness of humanity. You're correct. It's an accurate assessment to mourn. So, yeah, I mean, that's all five of my cents on the topic, if you will.
Nice.
No, I appreciate that. In terms of like the recording of the project, how long did it take? What did you, were you doing it concurrent with the stud count stuff? Were you, you know, like how'd that play out?
No, she's trying to think. I remember. Don't worry.
Yeah, I don't remember how long it took.
It was 3 days in the studio.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's 2020 or early 2021, something like that. And at the time, I assumed I'd be doing all three bands when I got out, and that I would be doing all of them as a hobby. The 3 days. Here's the thing. I did things backwards. And if there are people listening that aspire to make good records, you can hear this, is that pre-production is 90% of the battle. And so I went in with the songs mostly done at a studio that was pretty good, and the engineer rocks. He's significantly better now and has significantly better equipment, but all the ideas that I had to be done later on with notes. And so the process of getting the product, getting ready to send to master, was more like a few months at least.
Yeah.
I would stay up from about 11 to 5 a.m. Listening and pinpointing everything I hated, and sending them in notes to another insomniac punk enthusiast who was doing the record, right? And so that process was a little longer. And frankly, God bless Zach Miller and his ever never ending patience, because I wasn't even all that satisfied with the final product, but such is life when you're making a record.
Right. Right.
But that the process will be a little longer on the back end now, instead of at the front end, as we go forth and do this demoing and get it seems we are working, maybe apart for certain things, we might do a promo tape with Zach again, but we have a bucket list engineer that that reached out actually. And so we headed to the Northeast at some point in June, I believe, to record that. So that'll be a little less of a thing. And yes, I mean, I wrote 4 Stud Count songs and I wrote 4 Drill Sergeant songs in 2021 and got it recorded. But yeah, I mean, this was mostly the quarantine was spent shopping this record.
Yeah.
Which was vulnerable and made me feel very small to do. But the fact that I heard it all is cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Now you just said about engineer kind of thing. Do you ever see yourself working with a producer on music?
Absolutely.
Versus just an engineer? Or is this like a, hey, this is the, you know, this is my course and.
So we went in, and the thing is that like some people are just a little like the idea, and the reason we're going to work with the next fellow is because he knows what he's doing. He's got a platinum record under his repertoire. And I told him that he can eviscerate my art if he wants to. Because I want part of working with a producer. And when I say the engineer, I mean, dude, Zach did a killer job. He's a producer. Yeah. He produced this new Stud Count stuff. It's awesome. The answer to your question is yes, we will continue to work with people who have strong and even pushback oriented feedback to what we're up to.
Yeah. Cause I that's always been like a, I always welcome it. And like there's a definitely like sometimes I prefer it, but man, sometimes you get those producers that make you just feel horrible. Just who are just
right.
You're in the booth and you're singing your heart out and they put their arms up and walk away and you're just like, oh, I just left everything out here and you hated it. I feel bad.
I haven't been in that scenario. When I was younger and playing in exclusively hardcore punk bands, I remember we would go to this one guy who had a bunch of like very successful metalcore records under his belt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's not at all related to the world that I was coming from. And so we would go in and be like, hey, like here's the references. And he would do it while he answered emails because it took no effort to make something that sounded like a Boston hardcore record. You know?
Well, yeah. Metalcore is all like precision and every note's got to be on the grid, and every drum hit is on the grid, and you're just like, okay, let's just quantize everything. And yeah.
And so, like, I've never been in a scenario where somebody was like, thought that they were the star. Like, what you're describing is I don't know what kind of fellas you work with, and I'm willing to believe that they were awesome, but I don't think I would be comfortable with somebody throwing their hands up like they're the director of a movie.
Oh no, I haven't worked with them again. Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you
don't. I respect him very much, but I never worked with them again.
It's not protocol, man. I mean, I'm willing to believe it. I don't know him. I'm not his dad. It's possible that that is normal for him and there's an explanation. But look, dude, I wouldn't. Most producers and engineers would not let a record come into their midst just because the price is right. You know, like they're pretty selective, and that price gap is on purpose to filter out bad bands.
Right. Right.
Which is a statement of its own, but I've never experienced that. I want pushback. I do. Yeah. I want somebody to tell me, yo, you're coming into this chorus too early. Yo, you could do this. Yo, you could do that. You're playing that riff kind of sloppy. Let me do it. Like, that is something that Zach has actually been awesome about.
And he's really patient and like, he makes you laugh at yourself, which I think is great. When we were recording the Stud Count EPs that we're calling it.
It's an EP. It's 4 songs.
The new thing, which I'm really proud of.
This is rocks. Like, I'm very excited.
When it comes to Stud Count, this is probably the best thing I've ever done. Which is good because you should better.
Right. Next thing should always hopefully be.
Yeah, everything's, you're always hoping that the next thing is going to be, you know.
And Zach's only gotten better at his job. I love working with Zach. He's awesome. And yeah, he would make me laugh at myself because I would like mess up a word or something. And then I'd be like, ah. And then he'd like play my ah back to me like four times. And I'd be like, thank you, Zach. Thanks for that. And he'd just be laughing from the other room, and I'd be like, okay.
I love Zach.
But he, you know, you want to work with people that make you feel comfortable and like you're capable. Like, they're like, no, it's okay. You got this.
Hey. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
I don't think you're the problem. You know what the problem is? Nobody knows where to find us online. That's the problem.
Well, they're
sometimes I go to YouTube. Sometimes I want to go to Spotify. Sometimes, how do I know where I can find everything bacon?
You know what there is? There's one place that has everything, all-encompassing. It's baconismypodcast.com.
A solution!
Exactly! You ever want to listen to our music?
Yeah.
Or know where to find us on YouTube?
Yeah.
Or on Apple Music?
Yeah.
Spotify?
Yes!
Maybe grab some shirts?
Check
find
out
some
sponsor.
Find some sweet deals on some sodas from drinkwildbills.com, or maybe some beard product from Mythical Beards.
Maybe you want to pick up a Poddex.
Use the promo code BACON on all of those websites and get 10% off. But if you can't remember that, just go to baconismypodcast.com, hit sponsors. You're right there. Yeah. Tells you everything.
Find everything about us. Leave us a comment, ask us a question, and always remember to ask yourselves every single day.
What's your bacon?
What's your bacon?
Even what you just said about somebody just replaying that four times back. It's all about, because as singers, going up to a microphone in a recording booth, you got to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know about you guys, but I'm always like, okay, I have to hit this. So when you don't, and you're not being proficient per se, but you're still getting the take, if you will, getting you out of your head is what's most important. And that to me is the difference between, like, you know, because a lot of people they'll argue with you, and they'll go, oh well, they just engineered it, and it's they did.
Yeah, they got the best
at the same
out of
time.
Me
they got the best out of me, and that's what a producer does.
Yeah.
Best thing I ever did was stop working with someone that said, "Okay, let's try that again and don't suck as much," and move on to working with somebody that was like, when I would freak out about something and go, "Ah, I'm gonna do that again and not suck as much. I'm sorry." And he's like, "Yo, man, performance over perfection. We want." You're telling a story here. You're trying to get emotion out. Let's worry about that first.
Yeah.
And they figure out the way to kind of like to go, hey, what are we doing here? We're making a rock record. We're telling stories. We're trying to reach an emotion, and we're trying to get something out of you. We're not chasing some kind of manufactured perfect sound.
Right.
Like, oh, let's just get it and figure it out later. And it's like, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah, just sing, man, have fun. And I'm like, oh, all right, that's way better than don't suck this time. that's way more helpful.
Yeah, you can hear it in the recording.
Yeah,
when you feel comfortable, because, man, my first recording experience was with this kid that went to college with me, and I had like an acoustic EP I put out before I was even married. Like, we were engaged, I think, at the time.
That's
and
good.
It was fine. It was my first recorded thing, you know? So I'm like in there like shaking, like, I can't do this, because it just freaked me out, you know? But the more you do it, the better you get at it. But yeah, Zach was, he was always encouraging and always like, it's okay. Like, just completely like patient, because that's what you need, is people to be like, you got this.
Yes. Get people that let your guard down.
Right.
Yeah.
Or let you get your guard down.
I hope this other guy is also like that. Because if not, I'm going to be like, please don't do this. I'm sure he's going to be awesome. I mean,
yeah, no, I mean, we're being comfortable in the studio is important. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's I'm not 12 anymore, you know, and I'm not 21 anymore. I'm not going in the studio with $500 max or nothing and putting up recording like a 6 feet under type hardcore punk record. You know, it's, you know, I care about how it sounds, you know, and so, I'd be willing to deal with somebody unreasonably critical because of my desire for things to be perfect, but it certainly is always easier when they're not that way. Now there's another side of the spectrum, which is like, yeah, man, it's all good. And it's like, no, it's not.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's even worse. I think, that's honestly like that can be.
That's always terrible. Like,
it's not all good. Don't lie to me. Come on.
Yeah. Right.
We're working together. You know, you're on the clock, right? Like you're getting paid. Please. I know we're friends and all, but see what happens if you're going
to
make my record.
Yeah, there has to be a good balance of honesty. And
with this band, we've been very, it's been very easy to be like everyone we've worked with has been cool. So
yeah,
And everyone so far has been Zach Miller from New Jersey. So Zach has been very cool for the last 5 years. He's done all of my band's projects. He did the Drill Sergeant LP and EP, did the Stud Count LP and EP, and he has done the both Academy Order records to date. So
that's awesome. I mean, when you find somebody that kind of like, also somebody that understands when you're communicating to them what you want to hear, you know, in the finished record, because, you know, I'm sure you have a vision in your head of how you want this to sound and how you want, like, how close is it to what you had in your head?
Yeah. I mean, are you asking me like rhetorically? No.
Honestly, how close is the record to what you had in your head?
I mean, one of the things that's been a historically important thing for the last 5 years or so has been coming in with an idea and being willing to be wrong to a degree. You know, if there's somebody who's qualified enough to be getting my money or the money of the label, which is often the case, then I'm going to take what they say seriously. And we're going to have a lot of preliminary conversation. And, you know, with Academy Order, I had this idea, like, I just want it to be this, want it to be that. And there was a lot of like, I don't know if I put my foot in the water, but I don't want to get all the way in with a lot of things. And I'm so glad that it just was not that way. I mean, there are so many things that I thought might be the case. And he was just like, let's try this or let's try that. And it was always better. And so working with anyone I've worked with has always been like, hey man, I want you to tell me if I'm being stupid for real. Every Stud Count song would be like a 77 song with aggressive vocals if it wasn't for allowing the input of people more capable to make these decisions. And I will be the first to tell you that Norell's vocal inputs and synth ideas for Academy Order have been game changing for what we sound like. And so I'm very, it usually sounds pretty similar now that I've gotten a grasp for this. I mean,
sure.
You can ask Norell how these records normally get written, which is I don't think there's any way I could disclaim enough to not continually just sound like a self-involved douche. So whatever, I'm just going to stop disclaiming. I have heard the record before I ever put pen to paper. That is how my brain works. I go right or wrong. That is how I do things. I write the song. I come to the table with 90% of it written, and I ask for Norell's input where it belongs, and et cetera.
And I don't hear it until it's recorded.
Yeah.
Because he's like, this is what it's going to be like. And I'm like, I believe you.
I'm like, I'm trying to pantomime and mouth drums, bass, guitar, vocals, synth, and
I'm trying to piece it together. And I'm like, I'm trying.
And I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, okay, well, this is why, like, I'm going to the studio preemptively and soft demoing these things, you know. So it sounds a little different and better. Usually there are things that I would like to do, there are things that I have no idea how to do. I don't know if you've ever seen a raccoon make a painting, but
you know, it's very adorable.
There's a way that one, even with a lot of experience, tries to explain recording things to recording people, and it's not good. And so I'm gonna do my best, and I'm gonna disclaim a lot, and usually I'm just like, hey, this thing has like a box on it, or just feel like it needs a little, like a little punch and maybe a little bit of treble in the EQ or something. And they're like, okay, that's kind of a coherent sentence. Let's see what we can
I've
tell you why they're upset. And you're just like, buddy, why are you crying? Then it's something about a dog or something about a bee or something. Some girl from school or somebody else's mom or dad or a princess. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know. Like,
you never know.
You mm-hmm. never
That's why we ask.
Uh-huh.
Try the soup. Try the soup.
Well, I feel like that's how you kind of approach things.
Just saying, like, it's kind of like there's a box on, like, I've said that. That's been a thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I've definitely I've used that verbiage
right
a time or two. Because yeah, I explaining how I want something to sound is often like explaining what I think's wrong with my car to a mechanic.
Yes.
You know, it's just I'm just like, I can give you a rough idea by making mouth noises like an ape. and I hope that you get it and don't overcharge me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of, I get that 100%. And you always kind of feel like, I hope this is coming across. And then, but then when you get something back that sounds amazing, you're like, this guy's a genius. He understood the dumb things coming out of my face and he made it sound great.
That's how you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I want to thank you again for coming and hang. It's been too long.
Damn it. It goes by.
It's been way too long. Like we didn't get together in 2023. So let's not do that.
Yeah. Let's not do that again.
Or 2025. Let's do it again. So, before we head out here, let everybody know where they can hear everything Academy Order.
Matthew, you've got this. You know all the things.
He remembers
all the things.
Wake up, Matthew.
Where can they find things?
I'll never tell.
Well, it's a secret.
I will keep.
We can link them. We'll link them underneath.
We'll put them down. Yeah.
You can find them right below.
They're just like, all right, man, that's enough.
They're like, we're trying to help.
This guy you. Won't even mint cereals to soup. All right, we gotta get him. No, you can find everything on streaming. It's all there. Both the EP and the LP are out. iTunes. Every all stream. There are videos online of our various sets. I would dig if you can. I mean, the most recent one is we had a record release show in North Jersey as well as Philadelphia.
Meat Locker TV.
Meat Locker. So if you were to search Academy Order Meat Locker, you could find 11 minutes of our record release show there.
Nice.
11 of the 28 minutes, because we're a real band TM now who plays for Music Times.
And for money.
Let's need anyway, you can find there if you want vinyl, Death Wish or Protagonist, and keep your ears and eyes.
Are we uploading things to Bandcamp for merch reasons?
Yeah, honestly, when I get off through here, I'm going to have to do that. And then at some point in the next day, the merch leftovers, which are sparse but existent, I will upload.
Mm-hmm.
And also make sure you see them on one of their 31 dates.
Oh, yes. 31. Yes.
Oh, it's more than 31.
Something?
I just went from what's on. I counted the ones that are on the
post. Those are 39 on that list.
So 39.
Oh, wow. So you can't count.
Dude, one more thing. Did you do any of this?
No.
Hold on, guys. Please. Let me make sure that I'm saying this right, because if I'm not, I'm going to feel a little bit bad.
But we start in LA and we end in. Where do we end?
Virginia, right?
Virginia. I don't know. Richmond? 15, he's 16, counting.
17. It looks like here we have, like, I don't know. We have an amount here. I just work here. It's a lot. Come see us. The only place I don't know if we're hitting is Texas right now. We'll save the Gulf area.
Definitely
for
not
time.
Hawaii or Alaska.
Well, it's continental U.S.
So. Yeah.
Right. Continental U.S. So go see them. If they're in your area, go see them.
Please.
Tell them hi from us.
Just be are you Academy Order? Because there's some like bacon people that was telling me to say hi to you. Is that you?
I'm here with a small New York thing.
I'm here with a small cup of frosted flake soup for you guys.
Yes, frosted flake soup.
I will smack it out of their hands because I'm a snob about food.
Exactly.
Damn right.
Just bring them some kombucha.
Just be like one single tear, like, hey, Tony. Hey, Tony.
Tony has that.
And next time you're in New York, they have the supermarket chain Stop and Shop. Their store brand kombucha is like sometimes $2.50 to $3 a bottle.
That's true.
And it's delicious.
I haven't read the label though.
But it's Nature's Promise.
Oh,
Nature's Promise. All right.
Nature promises a lot of things.
Exactly.
Volcanoes, hurricanes.
But I'll read the label and I'll bring some of them.
Nature promised and nobody told me.
Guys, thank you.
Nobody tell me. Nature promised, all right?
I was promised.
Nature lies.
Thank you so much for hanging out.
Of course.
And always remember, everybody, to ask yourself one super important question. I think Matthew wanted to say it before.
Oh, but, yes. But what is your bacon?
Yes. That is correct. What's your bacon?
Yeah, all right.
World peace and kombucha. I'm not
bacon, all right? The nature can promise me something else or something, all right? Nature's deception is more like it.
Oh, my God. What's happening?
Nature's deception. That's going on a t-shirt.
What's up, fam?
Yeah.
Bacon listeners, ever wanted to help out the show? Ever wanted to know a little bit more about what goes on behind the scenes here at
Bacon's?
Perhaps
keep these glasses a little bit fuller.
Mine's empty.
Yeah. Go over to patreon.com/baconismypodcast where you can get additional content, including tastings.
Yeah, you can get cooking shows.
You can get early ad-free shows.
That's right.
And at even the lowest tier, come participate with us every week in our discussion and drinks episode where we hang out with you, our BIM squad.
You're a part of the show. Join us, hang out, weigh in on everything that we're talking about, weigh in on everything, maybe be a part of the show.
Exactly.
It's happened.
Join the BIM squad.
Yeah.
Get your first week for free over at patreon.com/baconismapodcast.
What's your bacon?
Academy Order. I'm talking like a New Yorker.
Jesus, what was that?
Well, no, because he like Matthew was kind of doing the voice at the end. By the end of the episode, I was like, oh,
that's true.
That's how New Yorkers speak.
New Yorkers.
That's how they speak.
New Yorkers don't use Oz.
That's how they talk.
New Yorkers don't use Oz.
But yeah, regardless of what form they come in, be it stud count or Academy Order, we love Matthew and Norell.
Yeah.
They're always fun to talk to, always fun to hang out with. Go check them out. If they're coming to a city near you, it could be 31 dates. It could be 39 dates.
I think I was
we
right.
Can't,
I'm going to find out right now.
Go ahead.
I'm going to find out
go
right
check
now.
Them out. Go check them out on Bandcamp. Check out the new LP, not
I'd be
EP.
Upset if I was wrong, because LP. I'm not wrong, usually.
Yeah. I would love it if you couldn't decipher between 31 and 39.
I would love it if I could do that, too.
But yeah, guys, it was awesome to have them. Go check them out. Go check out the new LP. It's pretty great. A new kind of fear.
All right.
Here we go. Here's the big count. Here's the big count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. So we were all wrong.
Both wrong.
We were all wrong.
Holy shnikes.
Everyone was wrong.
Well, glad you got your new glasses there, bud.
But I tell you what, 34 is closer to 31 than it is to 39. So I was less wrong.
I'll tell you what, Price is Right rules, you win.
Exactly.
Because he went over.
He went over.
It's closest and without I got going closer. Over. And
I got closer.
We all don't know.
I got closer even if you count going over.
We all don't know how to count.
I mean, it's wrong.
Womp womp. But guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. If you enjoyed this, if you enjoyed this episode, if you made it this far, go ahead and give us a like, give us a subscribe, give us a little 5-star review or 1-star review, because this episode has sucked so much that you've stayed close to an hour. Plus.
Indeed.
Yeah. But just tell us why. That's all. Tell us why. It costs you zero, helps us greatly. Another
Whatever
way, if you want to go a little bit further, go head over to patreon.com/baconismypodcast where we have additional episodes. You could have gotten this before this actually came out. You could have gotten this on Friday.
Yeah, someone saw this before you. That means they won.
Exactly. So go to patreon.com.
If you're a winner.
/baconismypodcast.
That's where winners go.
At the lowest tier, at the very lowest tier, you could hang out with us on a Sunday and talk to us. Be a part of the discussion and drinks episode.
You can verbally berate us the whole time.
Yeah.
You just got to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not even that much. But you can get early and ad-free episodes. You can get some of our fun tasting content. You can get some of our, music things. I'm going to be posting some things up there instrumentally and I think I'm going to, now that I'm like starting to do more of the instrumental stuff and whatnot, maybe I'll go back to going live every once in a while just to kind of.
Why not?
Give it some zazz.
Why not? We go live every week. Maybe you'll go live more often.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go live someday.
Yeah. And.
Who knows?
Yeah. Another way to do it is through baconismypodcast.com. That's number one, right? That's number one with a bullet. It's the hub. Because that's the hub where you can find everything related to Bacon Is My Podcast, including some pretty sweet swag.
We do. We do have some cool stuff in the Bacon Is My Fashion section of baconismypodcast.com.
Including the brand new Thick Boys t-shirt.
Okay. Got to make that now.
Mm-hmm.
Got to make that.
It's called accountability, brother.
Yeah. All right.
T-H-I-C-C B-O-I-Z.
B-O-I-Z. What is it? What's it look like again?
I don't know. You haven't figured it out yet, I guess.
Oh, well, then you said it's for sale.
No, it looks...
So what's it look like?
It's epic.
Epic.
Epic. It's the most epic shirt you'll ever see in your entire life. Thick Boy shirt. Buy it now. BaconIsMyPodcast.com.
It's totally just going to be a font.
But there's also our New York Hardcore Bacon Is My Podcast shirt, as well as our movie themed, our 2023 movie themed with our
Guardians and Barbie.
And maybe you want to check out some music, because we're musicians. We do stuff together.
We have music.
So check out Bacon Is My Passion over on all of the streaming platforms.
Yeah.
We've got some singles over there. We're working on some new stuff. We're going to do it.
I got to record a guitar solo coming up soon. Maybe we should do that. Now. We'll go live for that.
Yeah. So... we should do that. But, Jimmy, where can they find you and your things and stuff?
Jimmy G's Shoes on all the socials. That's where you can find me. Feel free. Send me a message. Say hi. Like or dislike whatever I'm doing. It's all good. Love it all. My band, Craving Strange, is at cravingstrange.net. From there, you can find all of our socials. All of our stuff. You can follow us on Spotify, any streaming service. Check out our music. We got new music coming out. We also have swag on there, so check that out. That's where you can find me. That's where you can find me and my stuff. How about you, bud?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
I'm my own self, Mike.
Mm, okay.
I've got stuff and things up there. My family stuff. Some me jamming here in the studio.
Nice.
My band, Something Heavy, at Something Heavy Music on the socials, and Something Heavy streaming on all digital platforms. We're working on things. I know I say that every week, but I promise we are.
They are.
So.
Hey, if you're part of any kind of songwriting group or know any songwriting group or open mics or things that you think we might enjoy in Nashville or even just in general online, let us know. We're always looking for stuff. Get in contact with us there. Use the hashtag What's Your Bacon or Bacon Is My Podcast so that we can see you and see what you're doing online. Let us know what's up. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. If you do buy one of the shirts or hats or one of the things that are on the site, please.
Take a picture.
Put it up. Let us see it. We want to see you in the wild rocking some Bint merch. So we'll post it. We'll put it up on the site, or we'll throw it up during an episode or something like that.
Excellent. And always, always remember to ask yourself one incredibly important question. And I can't say this.
What's up, Megan?
World peace. That was good. Because I had nothing.